The following is Chris Farnham's talk, Shared Team Understanding Through Infographics from UX Thursday, Detroit. UX Thursday is brought to you by UIE and Vitamin T. For more information about future UX Thursday events, visit uxthursday.com. That's uxthursday.com.
Jared, I'm so glad that you're excited about my infographic because I was really excited too. Look, I made an infographic. That's what I'm here to show you guys. What do you think? Isn't it awesome? We can even get a little bit closer. Oh, well, all right. I guess maybe I should tell you a little bit about why. So, backing up a little bit, I kind of live in two worlds right now. I work at ProQuest, where I rejoined ProQuest in 2009 in order to work on a project for a search platform for students and teachers and faculty members, usually at colleges, but also sometimes at special libraries like in government or business, to be able to search for academic journals, magazines, scholarly research, first-hand resources, and so on. It's something that you would get via subscription of an institution you belong to. So if you're a student at a university, it's very likely that you've been exposed to one of our products. But we're not a household word like Google and so on. So I worked on that for a couple of years. My current project is one called Intota, which is based out of Seattle. There's a company called Serial Solutions that became part of ProQuest a few years ago, and they make tools so that libraries can do a better job of managing their electronic collections and giving access to not just stuff from ProQuest, but from lots of different vendors. And they have a suite of tools for helping you get from a citation you find in one source to full text in another. And also some other solutions, like a solution called Summon to search across all those things in friendly Google-like interface. So in order to make all that happen, you need to have a good administrative console that your customers, who are librarians in this case, can log into and manage their electronic collections. It's a lot like managing your library, your whole entire physical collection, and that's sort of the space we want to move into. So I've been working on that for about a year, year and a half. And like I said previously with the ProQuest search platform, where it's kind of like same audience, same kind of customers, the decision makers who buy this product are the same. They're librarians and library staff people and administrators and so on. So there's that commonality, but very different products really. One's for managing your collection, the other is for searching your collection. So this is a project that's been through a lot of this. We've had new leaders come in. We, in December, had a little bit of a change and refocus on our objectives. We even had UX team members join from an external agency, a small external agency based out of Silicon Valley. And they're in the same time zone, by the way, unlike me. I'm a little bit challenged in that way, working remotely. And we started to do things like try to go back and pick up on some UX process stuff that the new folks had missed and get them up to speed on the product objectives. And we had to go back to things like, you know, what are the personas and what are the user's tasks and think about design direction overall. And so as they were coming on board and we were meeting for the first few times and trying to get a feeling for what we're doing, I realized I had an idea. And that idea was that we have kind of a robust analytics program for the ProQuest platform, which is that thing I described first, which is searching journals and magazines and so on. And we use things like Web Trends and 4C, and we have this growing data set, and we have a digital analyst who has been working on a series of reports and really making that program come together. So since it's the same target audience, if we could just get down to the part that's use of librarians and all these things that we're measuring in our analytics program, then maybe I can cross-pollinate the Intota project. I can find out some important things that you might want to know when you're starting a project of graphics. You know, what kind of devices do they use? Do they use social media? Anything I can really glean from what I can find out about librarians. So there's a whole lot of data I can't use because it's very specific to the ProQuest search interface, but there's other data that I could take advantage of. So I had put my idea in the form of that little rebus diagram that you saw, and I even added it to the infographic. So digging for analytics gems. One of the things that, like I said about that digital analyst, is he sat right next to me for a number of months. He just last week moved to a different floor and a different queue, but we're going to stay close together. His name is Ferris Khan, and he's a talented analytics lead at ProQuest. And some of the programs that he administrates involve web trends, data collection, and that includes things, of course, as you know, like clicks, pages, sessions, refers, and so on, and also a 4C satisfaction survey program. Are you all familiar with the 4C product? You kind of basically know what it is? Great. So their primary measure is satisfaction, but users who are intercepted wind up taking surveys after they've hopefully done a few things on your site. They're asked, do you want to take a survey when you leave? And as a customer of 4C, we get to design the questions. And not only do we allow questions, but people can put in open-ended comments as well. And this gives us this sort of infrastructure of analytics, gives us all kinds of charts and tools and things to analyze, dashboards that we can use to go in and look. And a lot of this is done by Ferris, but he's also provided some training to the UX team and others in the organization through 4C so that we can get in and muck with it ourselves a little bit, although we're all pretty new at it. So it's finding information is a little bit like finding a needle in a haystack, of course. And Ferris does monthly and weekly reporting where we get a lot of great insights, but it's kind of at this stakeholder high level and so on. So a lot of the questions you have as a user experience designer are more granular, like, did they click on something? Or is this design that we just launched working better than the one that we didn't, that we just got away from? So it really helps to be able to have conversations and to work with someone who can help you navigate the data and all of those stacks of information. So my approach in sort of digging for gems here was that, you know, of course I wanted to ask for help, and Ferris told me that one of the important things you do is create hypotheses and you're